This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Had a chance to take a breath and figure out everything you've gone through in the last 6 months or so?
It's still pretty fresh, so it'll be nice to take a break and just kind of relax and look back at everything.
What did you learn over these 8 games, and how beneficial do you think it will be going into next season?
Yeah, I think they're huge. Just being able to kind of get acclimated with all the people in here and also playing. So it's definitely nice kind of going into next year knowing what kind of league's like and playing wise. I'm able to kind of look at my games and see what I think I need to work on. So I think it's huge help.
What did the responsibility, the coaching staff gave you mean to you? Because, you played you a lot of minutes. They threw you in every situation. And, I'm sure that meant a lot. Accelerated your growth, I guess.
It was nice coming here and get a lot of opportunity. Kind of be able to make mistakes and still go out there and play. So I think they did a really good job of allowing me to come in here and just play my game and be comfortable. Well, semester's done, so as of right now, I don't think I'll go back unless kind of everyone's going back. So who knows? All my stuff's kind of gone, so we'll see.
Off season in Toronto area then?
I'll be at home for I think most of it.
Awesome. So you've got 8 games in. You played Matthews, you played Tarasenko, you played the Bruins, you played Patrick Kane. I mean, what was that experience like being out there, and competing with those guys and getting thrust into that spot?
It was pretty cool, I think. You grow up watching those guys, but I think it was also fun just kind of seeing how you match up with them and just having the challenge of playing against them and all that. So I thought it was cool and a lot of fun.
Was it at all surprising to you how easy it was to walk into that locker room and be accepted and just get to know those guys as quickly as you were able to do it?
I wasn't expecting the guys to be so good to me. So they definitely made it real easy for me to just come in here and be comfortable and just allow me to kind of be myself. So I thought they were awesome.
What are the specific areas that you want to work on this summer?
I think like every summer, just kind of get bigger, faster, stronger. So and then there's little areas of my game that I think I got to work on. So but I think for the most part, just bigger, faster, stronger, like pretty much everyone else.
Did you even hear from Canada to go to the Worlds?
I did. So, it was kind of mutual, like we both, thought it was best not. So,
Well, it's a small sample size, only a few games up here, but like, what was the moment for you where you realized you could hang in this league?
I don't know if there's a moment. Like I felt pretty confident coming in that, I was going to be able to play in this league. So I wouldn't say there's a moment, but it was definitely these 8 games kind of helped me be more confident in it.
Have you learned in these 8 games, were you surprised at anything? Were you surprised at your offensive game? You were able to make some of the plays you made? Or anything? I know you're confident in your game, but what stood out that maybe you didn't expect?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew what to expect coming in. I knew it was going to be a jump, and I knew that it was a totally different game, the NHL game, than college. So there's definitely some things that surprised me, but I thought I did a good job adjusting pretty quickly.
You weren't here April 1st when they had the first big night for RJ. What was your impression of playing in front of that kind of crowd Friday night?
It was one of the best crowds, if not the best I've ever played in. So you could tell just how passionate the fans are, and we obviously appreciate them greatly.
I know that you watched a lot of the Sabres throughout the year before you arrived, but what did you learn about this group on the ice, these last eight games being out there with them?
Just how hard we work as a group, and how we're able to just fight and stay in games. So, it's a young group, but thought did a great job with it. So,
Yoki Haru, you said how big of a deal it was for him to kind of take you under his wing, bring you into the fold. What would you say about your relationship with him on and off the ice?
He was great. I think him and everyone else really did a really good job, just making me feel comfortable off the ice. And then with him on the ice, I think he talked me through a lot of situations, so definitely made it easy for me to just go out there and play my game.
You knew coming into this year that things were probably going to be crazy for you. You probably had no idea it was going to turn into what it did in certain ways. What's it going to be like now? You're just preparing for an NHL season. It's not going to be that one thing to prepare for, not all the other things that you were probably thinking of going into last year.
I think it's nice just knowing that you won't have all that stuff, but for me, I think training-wise, it's not much different. You just still go in there every day and try and get better, so I feel like it's definitely a little bit more relaxing knowing kind of what's coming instead of just having all those thoughts and possibilities, so I think it'll be good just to have that one thing.
But on that note, you've been going for many months straight playing so much hockey. How do you unplug in the season? Do you like to unplug, or are you just going to keep working?
I think it'll definitely be good for me to just take some time and just relax. It's been a busy season, so it'll definitely be good to take a little break and then get back at it.
You said you were surprised at how good the guys were to you when you got here. Did you expect to be as comfortable as you are and have been?
Coming in, I wasn't expecting to feel this welcome and as comfortable as I do. So, like I said, they've been unreal and couldn't make it any easier on me.
What did you notice when you walked in? I mean, can be, you talk about it being a little intimidating or something walking in the first day, but like, what did you notice about just the team and the atmosphere and the chemistry that those guys had built, and how did you jump into that yourself? You said they were welcoming.
Yeah, I think welcoming, but I think also you walk in and you see how close every guy is, and how close a group it is. So, I thought they were awesome, and you could just tell how close of a group they have. So,
will you spend a little time here, like working with the trainers and that kind of thing during the summer, just maybe coming back for a week or whatever and check?
I think I'll probably be down here for a little bit. I don't know exactly how much or when, but I think I'll for sure be down for a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.